Good afternoon from KUAR News in Little Rock. I'm Jacob Kaufman. A fixture of the Arkansas baseball world, Bill Valentine, passed away Sunday at the age of 82. The story from the now-demolished Ray Winder Field.
Watch out for this puddle here, guys. Don't step in that.
Phil Elson, a former broadcaster for the Arkansas Travelers, spent the early afternoon with his two kids looking up to a scoreboard that looms over a parking lot for a nearby hospital. It's all that remains of the former home of the Arkansas Travelers, one of the oldest minor league baseball teams in the country.
This was where I met Bill. This was where I think a lot of people have their memories of Bill.
Elson broadcasted games for the club from 2001 to 2014. He got to know Valentine toward the end of his nearly 70 years in baseball.
He did the radio broadcasts with me on Sundays. Thanks, Gaby. Here's another part of his legacy, these two children. I probably wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for Bill. He brought me here. For about 3 years before he retired from the Travelers, he decided that he wanted to turn the Sunday home broadcasts into Bill Valentine broadcast, kind of. So we had a lot of fun on those Sundays.
Ray Winder Field was built in 1932 in the Fair Park neighborhood. It's the same year Bill Valentine was born. Elson said it's hard to separate the two.
Bill was a kid that grew up around here. He grew up working for Ray Winder at Travelers Field, you know, returning foul balls and returning seat cushions that people, you know, would rent and leave at their chairs.
Valentine eventually worked his way up, becoming the youngest ever professional umpire at age 18. He was one of two umpires to ever throw out the legendary Yankee Mickey Mantle out of a game. But it's Valentine's run as general manager from 1976 to 2009 that secured his place in Arkansas history.
They still talk about this. I mean, he had exploding stunts at baseball games, and it went more than just exploding stunts. I mean, he had, all right, so we had the Dynamite Lady, he had Captain Dynamite, we had Jimmy the Bomb one time, and he was just a guy that blew up a cardboard container on his head, but he was going to blow something up, and Bill wanted to have him on. But Bill also had mud wrestling, you know, he had some off-color stuff at baseball games. He had midget wrestling, you know, I mean, he would discount beer to a dollar in the eighth and the ninth inning.
Elson says Valentine's innovative use of promotions at games helped turn around the team. The Encyclopedia of Arkansas credits Valentine with boosting attendance from $67,000 a year when before he took over the club in 1975 to over $223,000 just 5 years later. Valentine's work has been routinely applauded by a slate of baseball entities, most recently serving as vice president of the Class AA Texas League. Minor League Baseball even designated Valentine the King of Baseball in 2014.
People around the state still, I think, viewed him as a grand ambassador for the game of baseball in Arkansas. And he was also the face of Arkansas baseball around the country. And people thought about, you know, people in the industry thought about professional ball in Arkansas, they thought about Bill Valentine. And it was a lot of it was because of his promotional genius.
While Valentine's direct role in the greatest game on dirt is at an end, Elson says his work lives on.
Their longevity is secured for a long time with the ballpark across the river, there's no doubt. But I think you have to remember that people view that Dickie Stevens Park saved professional baseball in Central Arkansas. And that's true, it did. But where we're standing right here, Ray Winder Field was out of date years before the Travelers moved out of here. And if not for Bill Valentine's ability to get, you know, waiver after waiver for simple things like the size of the dugouts, the height of the light poles, then they could have stripped professional baseball from Little Rock. There were numerous reasons that they could have done that, but it never happened because Bill ran a pretty tight ship. It was stable financially, and he was able to hold it together with duct tape and pride until the new place finally was built.